A nostalgic ride along the history of whistle stop campaigns. The term whistle stop was once a pejorative, like the modern term flyover country. When Harry S. Truman conducted his whistle stop campaign for the 1948 election, he popularized the term. Truman, himself being from a whistle stop town, made it clear that in politics, the small towns count. Today, the term is less popular than it is nostalgic, and Edward Siegel, in his new book Whistle Stop Politics, Campaign Trains, and the Reporters Who Covered Them, has captured the growth, popularity, and nostalgia of campaigning by railroad. The author dives deep into the details of general political campaigning, the scheduling, the speeches, the news coverage, but by locomotive. When thinking about whistle stop campaigning, images of candidates yelling from the back of trains surrounded by onlookers and supporters come to mind. Mr. Siegel informs the reader that there are so many other images to picture. There are the trains, their specific names, the remodeling of the cars to fit the tastes of the politicians, the stops, the missed stops, the accidents, the near accidents, the tired and wearisome politician, and even the stand-ins who took their place to give them a rest. Then there are the reporters, armed with pens, notepads, typewriters, and flasks of alcohol. The staff members, working to keep everything on schedule, ensuring the politicians know what city or state they are in, and helping prepare speeches along the way. Then of course there are the crowds, typically favorable, at times heckling. Mr. Siegel details how numerous politicians, like Theodore Roosevelt, Charles Hughes Evans, Herbert Hoover, and John F. Kennedy, dealt with hecklers. No leisure trip. On its face, travel by train appears leisurely. Whistle stop politics proves that on the iron-laden campaign trail, it was hardly that. The constant stops, almost every hour, and the long hours, sometimes 16 and 17-hour days, were physically and mentally draining. Depending on how long these campaigns were planned to be, they could be detrimental to the politician or candidate. Staff members and physicians at times warned their boss or patient against long and demanding tours. Not every politician heeded that counsel. It was risky to be sure, especially for individuals who were well past their youthful prime. President Woodrow Wilson, who decided to travel the country in support of his League of Nations, had to prematurely end his barnstorming campaign. The strain more than likely led to his debilitating stroke. President Warren G. Harding died during his extensive Voyage of Understanding campaign in 1923. A train full of stories. Although the somber stories are attached to this book, like a caboose on a long train, Whistle Stop Politics is primarily chock full of memorable moments and humorous anecdotes. Scheduling snafus often contributed to both. At times the train would lurch forward during a politician's speech, leaving them bewildered. In one instance, President Calvin Coolidge, who had just been introduced to the crowd, could only yell out, "Goodbye," before the train set forth again. Some politicians used the exit to their advantage, like President Lyndon Johnson, who, toward the end of his speeches, would kick one of his staff members. It was a signal for him to radio the engineer that it was time to leave. This was part and parcel of whistle stopping, and campaigning in general. Politicians and their staff learned along the way how best to deal with issues and obstacles. There were moments, however, that couldn't be prepared for, like being left behind. Today, with the availability of Wi-Fi, reporters have far fewer obstacles to get their stories out. They can simply email their stories without leaving their seat, at times writing articles on their smartphones. This was far from the case during the late 19th century, and throughout almost all of the 20th century. Reporters would write their notes during a political speech, run to their car, pound out the story via typewriter, and either send the story off via Western Union or by phone. Doing either came with its risks of being left behind, but it was always a race against time. One memorable story that captures a beautiful moment with a beloved president was in 1904 when Theodore Roosevelt's train made a quick stop in Bloomington, Illinois. A reporter jumped off the train to purchase stationery. The train began its exit before the reporter could hop back on. The reporter chased the train, straining to catch it. He was on the verge of giving up the chase when Roosevelt leaned over the railing and extended his hand. "I just had to make it because Teddy expected me to," Mr. Siegel quotes the reporter. With a final spurt, I grasped his outstretched hand and was dragged up the steps. There I lay for a few minutes, utterly spent. But for Teddy's help, I would never have caught the train. An influential mode of politicking. This is just one of the heartwarming stories presented in Mr. Siegel's work. And it is indeed a labor of love. The author has collected so many stories from the past 150 years of whistle-stop campaigns ranging from congressmen to governors to presidents. He also demonstrates how this mode of politics influenced non-political campaigns, such as the Merci Train of 1949, which was France's way of thanking Americans for their efforts in World War II. The 1947-1949 Freedom Train that went throughout the country displaying documents from the National Archives and the Library of Congress. And the Hollywood Victory Caravan of 1942, where dozens of celebrities, like Bob Hope, Cary Grant, and James Cagney, helped raise money for the war effort. America's whistle-stop influence didn't remain within its borders. Mr. Siegel shows us how leaders in other countries, like West Germany, Egypt, and Pakistan, utilized the method. Whistle-stop politics is a consuming read with its breadth of stories. It is probably the most enjoyable politically based book you'll read this year, and perhaps for a time longer than that. This is because it's not political. It's about politicking. And politicking of the most nostalgic sort. Whistle-Stop Politics, Campaign Trains, and the Reporters Who Covered Them. By Edward Siegel. Rock Creek Media, February 13, 2024. Hardcover, 302 pages. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.